Welcome to the third podcast we've done tonight.
Seriously.
This is the extended version of the Ramblecast After Dark.
You missed the one in the middle where we just
literally talked for 45 minutes before we hit record.
Yep.
But don't worry, you didn't miss out on anything good.
No, not at all.
No. I start babysitting again tomorrow, so it's like I got to wake up at like 6:30 again tomorrow.
But all the fans really want to know, if they just finished the last podcast, is they want to know, when is Chris going to have to start babysitting?
Yeah.
With the literal baby.
Yeah. What a shitty string along phrase I put there, because it hasn't happened yet.
Well, is the newborn going to be a Caillou fan? That's what I want.
Definitely not. If there is one thing that I will jump in and try to control the destiny of my child with, and that will be no to Caillou. That will not happen.
What about Daniel the Tiger?
Fuck Daniel the Tiger.
We are not going back down this rabbit hole. But thanks, Nick.
No, to shed a little light on that whole scenario with the growing family, I'm actually at that point now where it is anytime now.
Wow.
So
nice.
Yeah, so my wife had her last day of work was on Friday. So this is April vacation week. And
when did you take the photo? I saw some photos today of your family today.
Oh yeah, we took those. Thank you. We took those a couple of weeks ago. A friend of mine from college has since started her own photography business, and she specializes in maternity photos and family photos and such.
You got friends everywhere. You got friends making cookies.
Pictures. And which by the way, Beth made some amazing Boston Marathon cookies of like sneakers and stuff, which were really cool. A really cool story though. Courtney, my friend from college, also recently went through a bout of breast cancer as well. So we actually had like a rekindled connection since that happening that was happening. So she's in recovery. She finished her chemo like the week before she took into the photo shoot, which I thought
that's amazing.
Was kind of cool. So it's very, very, you know, almost like not unlike the fact that, you know, this child is kind of like a celebration of not only just the birth of our son,
right,
but at the same time, kind of like a big fuck you to cancer, because we were able to make things happen, you know, after all the treatments and everything. So, there it is, you know, super, super pumped. I'm not trying to be crass on when it comes to having a kid, but I am saying fuck you to cancer, because that's just how it is.
You have to.
So there it is. But yes, we did that photo shoot a couple of weeks ago. That's part one, and part two will be coming soon. So yeah, the kid's room is ready to go. The only thing I haven't done in his room is hang up some of the artwork and some of the stuff that we're gonna hang on the wall.
Well, if you don't get that done, he's gonna be pissed when he moves in.
I know. But
is it a Motel 6?
Yeah, but here's the thing though, is that one of our solutions for the baby was the rock and play, which we were going to put next to our bed and as like a bassinet type of thing. But I don't know if you guys heard the news. Maybe not, because you're not really worried about infants. But the Fisher Price,
they did
a worldwide recall because of being linked to infant deaths. So
the rock and play.
Yeah.
Which one's a rock and play? Is it like with a swing?
No, yeah, it's kind of like this contraption. It kind of it opens up, but kind of like a scissor almost.
We have a pack and play.
Yeah, yeah, but this thing like kind of like wiggles around a little bit and also plays music. And it's
primarily AC/DC. So
yeah,
because of the rock. And play,
yeah. So
No, I'm not gonna go there.
But other than that, we're ready to rock. So the baby car seat base is currently installed in my wife's car.
Good
to go. Like
pain in the ass. Putting those things.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah, you have to have the level of education you have to have, or the amount of patience you have to have in installing a baby car seat
it's incredible. I had taken. We have two car seats. One for. It's an interchangeable one, the base that can go for Ava or Alex. and one for Zach that's up. Zach's
the upright one.
But problem is I have no grip anymore. My fingers don't work anymore. So I can't pull it. I can't pull the thing tight. So I've got I got a wrench to get it out. I had to get a wrench. I can't push the gray button down.
Is this Robert Kraft's autobiography?
might as well be. I'm a hand of the king.
hand of the craft.
But I can't. So today I'm like going, fuck it. They're in because we took them out. We had to get some stuff for mulch and stuff like that. So I go. I kept telling my wife. I said, it won't fit. I know there are people making their own jokes out there. It won't fit. She goes, no, no, no. I go, look, it's like a puzzle. The pieces either fit or they don't. They don't fit. So
I'm not making this any easier.
I know.
Man.
I said, all I'm going to do is take the car seats out, lower the seats, and we go from there. So that's what we had to do.
Just throw in the way back. They'll be fine.
So I put, you know, 2 weeks later, I finally go, all right, we're going to eventually have these kids back. So let me put the cart, but it's a pain in the, it's a fucking pain in the ass. I will go on YouTube. All right. How do you take it out? Okay. All right. Got it.
What position of the puzzle pieces did you try? That's what I want to know.
None of the fun ones.
Okay.
Hey, so any prospective parents out there, don't let Jack dissuade you and make you have any fear for putting car seats in. Although I didn't need to do this time because it's actually not that hard to do, first of all.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
But if you call your local fire department, non-emergency line, they will install the car seat base for you per the regulations.
That are like they got nothing else I'm better trying to do?
But no, it's no joke though. Honestly, like, you know, at least the hospitals in this area, they won't let you leave
right
the hospital with a kid unless it's the car seat is securely fastened in the way that it is designed to.
You know how I left the hospital in York, Pennsylvania?
Bungee cords
on my mommy's lap.
That's, I figured horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy.
Yeah,
but I saw something that was something that someone posted on Facebook. It was something from the 50s. It's basically a kid in a harness type thing, and he's got like a rope, like a strap tied to the chair. That's how they kept the kid in.
Well, I mean, like it's things like I mean I know I've talked about this before. I remember even in the 80s, like riding in the Lincoln with my grandparents, I would get in the back glass on the, you know, way back. And then whenever they would, because you'd hit that sun hitting and you're like, oh, this feels great. And then whenever they'd hit the brakes, you just fly forward into the floor. You know, like to me, that was just fun.
That was a ride. I think we even said it's an e-ticket at Disneyland.
Yeah. It's a Jim, the Steve Carell movie as well. The Way, Way Back. Great flick.
Oh, right. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so there we are. We're ready to rock. You know, my wife has her go bag already packed. You know, we've got plans for the kid. I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping that things happen while I'm home, because my wife being home, you know, not at work, and essentially the hospital in where my wife will be delivering is like 15 minutes north of where I work, so I'll have to drive from work 45 minutes southwest, and then
so basically in Boston.
Can you just say, hey, honey, just meet me at the hospital?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Uber.
That'll go over like a wet fart in church. We're at that point, man. We're at game time, which is it's exciting.
It's exciting. Exciting for you.
Well, we're excited for you, Chris. Thank you.
I may or may not be here next week. So.
I mean, when you kind of went on a little bit of a
own Bruce,
you kind of went on a little bit of a media blackout there, where I was like, "Oh, I think it's happening, guys!" Like in my mind, I was just like, "We haven't heard from Chris. Like, what's going on? Like he's it's happening, guys." That was what was in my mind.
Well, like I said, I was still holding out. Chris would talk to his wife and say, "Okay, we'll do the live podcast."
Yeah.
But, you know, Chris not being a team player, what are you
going to
do?
At a certain patron level, you can actually be in the delivery room with
that's
Chris.
Exactly what I was about to say. Like, can you imagine, like, just some random person that we hire, like, with the camera in there, and, like, and Chris going, like, honey, this is the $50 patron level. Like, don't worry about it.
It's not random. It's going to be Drake.
Imagine, yeah, like, straight, yeah, and CJ like hanging out. Like.
Hey, as long as
JP been making comments and stuff like that, so
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
It'd be well, nice.
So I'm kind of on edge. I'll be honest with you. So when I'm at work, I've got every time I feel the vibration of a phone notification going off, I immediately jump in.
So scheduled date's 22nd, 23rd.
So it got moved up.
Oh,
so it was originally the 26th. After after her most recent appointment.
Oh, it's a team
of all the measurements and stuff. Well, I wasn't there for this last one. It was just a checkup. They moved it up to the 24th. So,
ooh.
And 24th is a point of no return. So
that's a week. That's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. So if he doesn't arrive by the 24th, they will make sure he arrives on the 24th.
Well, you know, I'm still hoping for a 23rd because my son's the 23rd. You live in Franklin. I live in Franklin. I mean, it's like
it's meant to be.
You're a brother from another city, basically. Well, that doesn't rhyme very well.
Brothers from another city.
But anyways, yeah, there it is. That's the update. Baby Watch is currently in full effect.
Beep.
You know, it's funny because it seems like it takes so long. Like my daughter, she just hit the 20 week.
Yeah.
And she's Hayden Llewellyn Embry. And she went with my middle name, which was my dad's middle name. And it's like five generations middle name. And I've always told everybody, you don't have to use it. You don't have to use it. But she decided before she was married, she wanted to use that middle name. I go, really, you don't have to use it. It's not going to hurt my feelings. You don't use it. But.
She's just trying to show up Jay any way she can. Really, that was her main. You know.
Did I share with you guys a story about the naming convention for my son?
I believe
a little bit. So. Yeah,
yeah. Like
you said you got your
you were in front of your parents.
My parents.
And you were talking about, and then like your wife's like, well, now I have to use it.
Because yeah. So, So I shared that with my aunt today, and she started like, she was over text, and she's like, I'm actually crying because she was just super happy because the middle name, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's right, which is kind of the bone of contention. So the middle name that we chose is my mom's maiden name. And it was like kind of unintentional. Like I just really liked how it sounded at the beginning, and then it's now kind of turned into like a homage to or paying some respects to my mom, so the family who've, you know, my grandparents on her side have since passed, and yeah. And they really hold true their name. Like my aunt who's married chose to not take her husband's name and kept her, you know, her maiden name. So kind of passing the torch along. So it's making some people on my side of the family pretty happy.
It's amazing how excited people get, because my mom sent me a text saying, I'm so excited that Kayla decided to use. Well, I wanted to say, why? It's not your middle name. What do you care?
Or how vocal they are against certain names, because that happened to us. You know, just like, what? You're using that name? I wouldn't use that name. Okay, well
Jay,
you know what? It was my ticket to get punched. And
my sister's second born son is named Owen. You know, so like my immediate thought was like, you can't name him Owen. She's like, why not? I was like, because he'll be burned alive.
And his brother Anakin.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when you're thinking in names, okay, how can people pick on this kid's name? What name?
Right.
Literally, that's what you would, because I used to get picked off.
It's true.
Jack me off.
Yeah, Jack me off. Yeah, Jackie. Sure. Yeah. I mean, like his name's like I'm Nicholas, but most people call me Nick. So it's like, hey, Nikki, what's up? You know, you're like.
Oh, I hate being called Jackie, and that's what I was called as a little kid. Well, I was little Jack. Because my dad was Jack. Little Jack or Jackie, I go, oh, that's a tough choice. Which one do I choose? Little Jack, which I was short, and then Jackie.
But I've always thought of you as a big Jack with a little Jack inside
of you. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat. Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
I still back joked about 45 minutes ago. What was that?
Yeah, a little comment. Yeah.
It's funny when it was towards Nick, but
yeah.
I'm pretty excited for our son. He's going to be Jackson Skypeck, which is I think is just a
that's an astronaut name.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm doing my part in giving him the name. Now it's his part to live the life, right? So he's got a name that's suited for the limelight.
It's a great TV name. It's an actor name. It's a great athlete name.
It's just a great name. That's my second choice as well. Like, if I ever had a son, my first choice is Harrison because I like George Harrison a lot. And but the second choice I've always had was Jackson. I always have just liked that name. It's a good name.
It's solid. My dad. Yeah. I've said this before. That's what my dad called me, Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson was actually in the running for us for boy names. We liked Jackson. We also liked.
I'm thinking about changing my name to Jackson.
I'm trying to think of the other one.
But I don't want to add letters to my whole name. It's just too much.
My thoughts are still hung up on this idea we're talking about with the patrons. I'm just picturing it like, you know, the child being in the mom's arms and Chris like giving her a big kiss on the forehead. You know, it's like it's a precious moment. And then Chris having to look at the camera and going like, I'd like to thank Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the plan for this childbirth.
That's a moneymaker, but that's what it, you know, I get it. You don't want to do it. I'm not pressuring you. I did want to talk about one thing. It's the NHL playoffs are going on right now, and Ovechkin plays for Washington, and the Canes are in the playoffs for the first time in, I think it's 2007, something like that. They won the Stanley Cup 2006, 2007. It's been a long time. It's like San Diego type drought. Well, this young rookie got in a fight with Ovechkin yesterday, which I don't know if you saw the highlights. Wasn't much of a fight. He literally gets knocked out. Ovechkin knocked him out because the kid is 19 years old. He punched him twice in the helmet, and the other time in the face shield. I go, kid, what are you thinking? And Ovechkin's a pretty tough guy, but it literally knocked him. He's out cold on his feet, and his head kind of bounced on the ice, and now he's in concussion protocol. But I just said, well, that's your rookie mistake. I used to break up fights in the college games. I used to tell him, I go, why were you hitting his helmet?
Yeah,
you got to get his helmet off. But of course, there's bigger penalties if you take the helmet off. But it was always so stupid when you're punching. There were times I was breaking up fights and people were punching me in the back of the head. And I go, dude, you're hitting me. You're hitting me. They're hitting it. It's like football players when they punch each other in the head.
Well, there was one football player it was a soccer player, but he was ejected for like 8 games or something like that for assaulting a ref.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
Well, I mean, it's soccer, so you know, I know. So.
Well, it was probably a light little.
I would be more supportive of suspending soccer players for 8 games for every bad acting they do if someone just like nicks them, you know?
Yeah.
I would be that ref out there in a soccer field if you're just literally just doing cartwheels on the field for someone who like brushed your shoulder. I'd just be like, dude, get up.
I literally would do that.
Yeah,
I have adults do that, and then adult games they look at me and go, "Where are you?" I go, "Come on, really? Get away from me! Before I throw you in the box. Get away from me! Get away from me!"
It would be funny though as a ref to all of a sudden pull out an Academy Award and be like,
"Here you go!
Like you won!"
But you always had that person that would do the flop where they you see it in basketball they spread their arms they push their. Right away, even if it was a legit penalty, I would not calling it now. Or I'd give them both penalties. I'd give one for unsportsmanlike and one for tripping.
Mm-hmm. Or charging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or,
yeah. Anyway, that's all I got in this extended version of After Dark.
I think that's a good spot. And if you want more of Nick and Chris and I and not Jack –
Never been invited. 15 shows in.
Well, your time is coming, Jack.
I'm begging for be on the show.
Okay, all right, fine. So be it. But I was going to actually invite your wife on the show.
Yeah.
she is the star of the Crazy Hank TV. So yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, you can join us on Owen and Brews. We're going to have a reaction to the Star Wars teaser trailer for The Rise of Skywalker, as well as we'll talk a little bit about the Clone Wars, and
my daughter has shown interest. She actually might want to jump into the Star Wars
universe. Oh, so nice. Your daughter's going to be on before me. Whatever.
Yep. So, I was talking to these guys before, and I kind of want to get a good guide as to how I can have my 7-year-old jump into the Star Wars universe. So if you guys have kids you want to learn about, what's the best way to introduce your kids to Star Wars?
New Hope.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Well, that's fine. Like, you wonder with a kid though, like would a cartoon series be better than actually a movie?
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you never know.
No,
she's already shown her interest in jumping into the cartoons, but I want to know where to start and how to have her go through.
And that is such a tricky thing. Mm-hmm. And I would love to dive into this conversation,
but we should save it.
We're going to table that. We're going to table that.
Yeah, since I'm really not part of that world, you guys are already boring me.
So tune in to us on Onan Brews Barbecue to hear about the Star Wars reaction to the trailer.
Ruth Barbecue stars Matt, Chris, Nick, and Shandy.
And definitely not Jack. So give a listen if you want to hear about the trailer as well as how to get your kid into Star Wars.
Jack needs to be at the $15 patron level to store an Owen and Bruce.
Well, I guess that ain't happened. I will shop Amazon, though. I will shop Amazon.
Well, if you do shop Amazon, jandjack.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs, whether it's Star Wars, Robert Kraft hand lotion, or, you know.
Or wipes.
Or wipes. Or if you do have Amazon Prime,
extra wrinkly.
Check out the show that... Fine, fuck you guys. You watch the show. What is it called? Black Widow? It's a Marvel show. No, it's just called The Widow, right?
The Widow. Yeah. With a great posture.
I'm going to check it out. I'm intrigued. Although I'm going to get through a couple other TV shows first. So.
Oh, so you're saying you're going to watch it?
Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, no, I finished Man in the High Castle. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should do it. I'd have to watch it again in order to podcast on it.
I can't take that much.
Depression.
Dramamine. At least put me to sleep for some reason. It's that
Edelweiss. Well, the thing is, like, if you, we talked about this before, like, if you binge watch it like I did the first and second season, you start singing that song to yourself, like, it's just in your head. And so you're that creepy guy just going, Edelweiss. And you're like, oh my God, like, why am I singing this song?
Nick, sir, what do you want from Star
Making survey maps with his fucking ukulele, like, make a song to this.
The worst part is I'm singing the songs, I'm butchering the words. So it's just like, I'm. You talago ala. That was my German.
All right. Let's cut it off there. This shit's getting ugly.
Yeah. Great show, guys. One in a million.
All right, guys. Great show, kids. One in a million.
But that was mine.
Maybe I'll see you next week. Maybe I won't.
So it might just be me and Matt?
Could be.
We're going to have to get a guest.
Could be, yeah.
I could be like old school Jack, you know? I can take some Dramamine and be all like, well, what pick are we on?
That should be a patron's level. We dig up that podcast.
Oh, that is a good one.
And then we go, hey, here's your fan favorite.
Trying to drag me through the mud with your fake media. All right.
Fake media, it was real.
See you guys next week.
All right, guys. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
See ya.
Have a safe trip, Nick.
Thank you.
Good luck, Chris. Matt, I got nothing for you. Bye.